spiritual practice. Wearing protective energy spheres. The sage's last words left an indelible impression on the hearts of the listeners. Each person deeply contemplated their spiritual growth, realizing the importance of continuous development and the nurturing of their inner world. The keeper of knowledge attentively observed the inspired faces of his disciples, who, thanks to the subtle energy they received, clearly perceived the true state of affairs. After a short pause, the sage began to speak again. At that moment, all the attention of the listeners was focused solely on the master. Their illuminated faces, full of inspiration and hope, brought genuine joy to the master's soul, and he bestowed each one with the pure energy of love and support.
"Today, we have had a very rich conversation," the sage began, summarizing today's meeting. "Now I suggest that we all engage in a spiritual practice that will help us feel our inner energy and learn to manage it."
"Which practice will we do today?"
asked a short girl from the front row with great interest. A lively spark glowed in her eyes in anticipation of new knowledge.
"Today, you will begin to learn a spiritual practice called protective energy spheres,"
the sage calmly and deliberately explained, capturing the genuine interest of all the listeners.
"The ability to feel your own energy and consciously manage it is the foundation of our spiritual development."
"Will we really learn to preserve our energy like the wizards in fairy tales charging their amulets?"
exclaimed a red-haired teenager with enthusiasm. He even jumped in anticipation but quickly restrained himself, remembering how his parents ridiculed him for such expressions. However, seeing that in this spiritual family his sincerity elicited only the most joyful smiles, he became even more animated, especially catching the mischievous glance of the master.
"Yes, it's real magic, Kirill,"
the keeper of knowledge replied with a smile.
"But we will not use spheres or other material objects. Instead, we will learn to create our own energy sphere and distribute it through our biofield. This will help strengthen the subtle bodies and even eventually enter the subtle level. We will also be able to put protective energy spheres on people for whom we pray and whom we want to share our power with."
All the listeners held their breath, and their faces revealed extreme astonishment. Everyone wanted to quickly experience the ability to control energy, share it with loved ones, and create a protective field, igniting interest in the participants, stimulating their emotional center. The keeper of knowledge then instilled in the disciples a deep understanding of what they were about to do.
"We will use the energy of the seven main chakras, with which you are already familiar. You will feel that each chakra receives and emits its frequency of vibration, which is associated with specific functions of the body and phenomena affecting the surrounding world. To start, rub your palms at the level of the Muladhara chakra. Feel the heat of the physical body. Connect it with the heat emanating from the center of the earth, and sense that your body is connected to an infinite source of health and physical activity. While rubbing your palms, tap your heels on the floor, rising on your toes and dropping sharply on your heels. Keep your knees soft."
"Why doesn't an ordinary person feel this?"
exclaimed a dark-haired woman, unable to contain her delight, as she observed that the drowsiness that constantly overwhelmed her disappeared as if by magic.
"There are many reasons for this, which we discuss during our darshans. But the main thing is that a person does not direct their attention to the work of their chakras. Therefore, the practice will be effective only if you are completely focused able to dismiss extraneous thoughts and emotions. "Are you ready for this?"
the sage asked, although he had no doubt about the answer. All the disciples expressed their readiness to master the practice, promising the wisest to make every effort to concentrate fully on their energy. The keeper noted the excitement prevailing among his disciples, genuinely rejoicing in it. To conduct the spiritual practice, the master suggested leaving the hall and going to the park. It was already dark outside, and a cool breeze pleasantly tousled their hair, gradually cooling the ground heated by the day. People settled near the trees, where electric light from nearby lampposts could not reach them, dimly illuminating the winding park path. Only the silvery moonlight peeked through the foliage, reflecting faint shadows, which added solemnity and mystery to the moment. Pre-trained assistants to the keeper, familiar with this practice, took their places among the disciples so that everyone could see what and how to do. With a deep and measured voice, the master guided the practice. The surrounding silence was so profound that his resonant voice was clearly audible, even to those standing at a distance.
"Connect your hands at the center of the Hara life power, 2 fingers below the navel,"
the sage continued when all the disciples took their places.
"Connect the thumb and index finger of both hands. This position is called Jnana Mudra. At the same time, the middle, ring, and little fingers should be maximally spread apart."
Explaining the sequence of actions, the sage demonstrated them on himself. The assistants followed, allowing the disciples to examine and precisely replicate their actions.
"Now start tapping your heels on the ground again, rubbing your palms simultaneously at the coccyx level. Feel how the earth bounces, responding to you, pumping energy into your body. Focus on Muladhara. Visualize a bright red energy sphere in the coccyx area. Emphasize the exhale, getting rid of laziness and diseases, giving tamasic energy to the earth."
People tried to execute the specified actions as accurately as possible. They understood that the success of mastering the practice and the ability to create effective protection at the physical level, preventing injuries, diseases, and destructive phenomena around themselves, their loved ones, and the master depended entirely on their effort and concentration.
"Stop the movements. Feel as vividly as possible. Visualize the red energy sphere at the point where your fingers meet. On a deep inhale, maintaining the finger position, spread them apart, as if pulling a bright red thread from the Muladhara chakra. Raise your hands up, creating a flaming sphere around you."
The master continued very slowly, demonstrating what was said.
"When reaching the level of the head, your inhale should reach its maximum. Feel how the energy goes through your legs, along the Ahārata column in the spine, and through all the chakras, reaching Sahasrara, the crown of the head. As you transition from inhale to exhale, turn your palms outward. Hands touch each other with the backside. Feel how a spherical cluster of energy from higher levels appears on them. Now, the hands start to diverge, spreading protective energy throughout the biofield and saturating it with energy."
At this moment, people were fully concentrated on realizing their energy. The energy flow became physically tangible when attention was totally directed towards it, and each participant could fully feel it.
"On the exhale, chant the mantra, Aum. Lowering your hands through the sides, maintaining the finger position through the sides behind your back. connecting the tips of your thumbs and index fingers around the coccyx.
Chanting the mantra along with the master and assistants, the group of practitioners created an interesting vibration in the air, as if a swarm of bees suddenly decided to visit this night clearing. Although the listeners tried to concentrate as much as possible on the energy flow, the first attempt was only demonstrative. Now, with all the actions learned, the sage continued the practice, helping the disciples form an energy sphere on each chakra and create a protective sphere for each sphere of life.
Now start rotating your hips, rubbing your palms simultaneously at the level of the lower abdomen. Feel how the entire water element fills your ethereal body with energy. Focus on Swadhisthana. Visualize an orange, like a juicy orange, energy sphere in the lower belly area. Women, emphasize the slow exhale, getting rid of attachment to weak, unworthy partners. On the inhale, envision yourself as the divine form of Prakriti, fertile nature, playing before her beloved Purusha. Men, focus on the sensual inhale as you inhale the scent of flowers. On the exhale, concentrate on detached observation.
People began to smile. Their faces were colored with lively blush, and a blissful shiver ran through their bodies. The keeper of knowledge helped the disciples direct sexual energy towards creating the sphere of ethereal protection.
Stop the movements. Lower your hands. Fold it in mudra. To the hara point. Feel as vividly as possible. Visualize the orange energy sphere at the point where your fingers meet. On a deep inhale, maintaining the finger position, spread them apart, as if pulling a thread of orange light from the orange sphere. Raise your hands up, creating a sphere around you.
The master continued very slowly, demonstrating what was said.
When reaching the level of the head, your inhale should reach its maximum. Feel how the energy goes through your legs, along the Ahārata column in the spine, and through all the chakras, reaching Sahasrara, the crown of the head. As you transition from inhale to exhale, turn your palms outward. Hands touch each other with the backside. Feel how a spherical cluster of energy from higher levels appears on them. With the Aum mantra, spread your hands to the sides, spreading protective energy throughout the biofield and saturating it with energy.
With each new attempt, the disciples felt the energy flow more consciously.
Now start hand-gripping movements with your hands at the level of the solar plexus. Feel how the entire fiery element fills your vital body with energy. Focus on Manipura. Visualize a golden energy sphere in the solar plexus area. Feel how the level of personal power grows.
People began to actively attract energy of business activity, luck, and initiative from space. The keeper of knowledge helped the disciples direct energy to create the sphere of vital protection, eliminating programs of poverty. The disciples felt that each sphere was becoming larger, encompassing not only themselves but also like-minded people, all spiritual beings, and the master. The fourth sphere was formed with the concentration of energy on the Anahata chakra, and the creation of a sphere of divine protection for all living beings.
Rub your palms at the heart level. Feel how the flower of love unfolds. The heart begins to emit streams of energy that, like rays of the sun, penetrate everything and everyone, without judgment, without expecting reward, without conditions.
The keeper of knowledge cleansed the astral bodies of the disciples from the distorted perception of love and compassion formed by society. Love as identification and greed, compassion as indulgence in vices. His love was so pure and perfect that it knew no fear, pity, greed, or conditioning. It was the most priceless gift the Master could give.
Stop the movements. Lower your hands, folded in mudra, to the hara point. Feel as vividly as possible. Visualize the green energy sphere at the point where your fingers meet. On a deep inhale, maintaining the finger position, spread them apart, as if pulling a thread of emerald light from the green sphere. Raise your hands up, creating a sphere around you.
The Master continued very slowly, demonstrating what was said.
When reaching the level of the head, your inhale should reach its maximum. Feel how the energy goes through your legs, along the Ahārata column in the spine, and through all the chakras, reaching Sahasrara, the crown of the head. As you transition from inhale to exhale, turn your palms outward. Hands touch each other with the backside. Feel how a spherical cluster of energy from higher levels appears on them. With the Om mantra, spread your hands to the sides, spreading protective energy throughout the biofield and saturating it with energy.
The energy of love enveloped not only the present disciples in the ritual. The presence of many more phantoms of their loved ones, comrades and friends, for whom they could pray, was clearly felt in the protective energy sphere they created. The close disciples of the Keeper, already able to see the subtle level, were not surprised, noticing not only all earthly disciples of the Keeper in the created field, but also extraterrestrials, green beings, and representatives of many extraterrestrial forms, for whom the Keeper of Knowledge was also a high master, praying to God for their enlightenment and strengthening in the spiritual path.
Let's move to the mental level,
echoed the voice of the Keeper, as if from heaven.
Clap three times at the throat level and start rubbing your palms until they heat up, activating celestial talents and connecting to the Orphic stream, awakening the ability to express and convey knowledge in various forms.
Knowledge descended upon all those present that the numerous books, poems, songs, music, paintings, yoga complexes, mandalas, and the music of the Master and his close followers were expressions of divine energy. They began to transmit this understanding to the entire earth, focusing the attention of seekers on the school's materials, which were thoughtfully distributed by the Keeper to all corners of the planet, translated into many languages, and made freely accessible on the internet.
Stop the movements. Lower your hands, folded in mudra, to the hara point. Feel as vividly as possible. Visualize the blue energy sphere at the point where your fingers meet. On a deep inhale, maintaining the finger position, spread them apart, as if pulling a thread of ultramarine light from the blue sphere. Raise your hands up, creating a sphere around you. Feel how the energy goes through your legs, along the Ahārata column in the spine, and through all the chakras, reaching Sahasrara, the crown of the head. As you transition from inhale to exhale, feel how a spherical cluster of energy from higher levels appears on your palms. With the Aum mantra, spread your hands to the sides, protecting all living beings from destructive thinking, attracting ideas of the highest order.
The space was filled with all shades of blue light. Verses and music were born not in minds, but in hearts, remaining priceless treasures of the soul for years to come.
Now let's activate the energy of the causal level. Start rubbing your palms at the level of the brow. The memory of all past incarnations opens up to you. Stretch your arms at eye level, forming a triangle with your thumbs and index fingers, striking the heels on the floor, pull memories of all accumulated spiritual experience and formed spiritual tendencies from the causal level. Pull these priceless treasures to the area of the third eye, awakening consciousness.
The disciples were unrecognizable now. They were not helpless modern people, crippled by upbringing in a spiritless society. They were pharaohs, priests, and priestesses, magicians, and shamans, possessing the secrets of the cosmos.
Stop the movements. Lower your hands, folded in mudra, to the hara point. Feel as vividly as possible. Visualize the dark blue energy sphere at the point where your fingers meet. On a deep inhale, maintaining the finger position, spread them apart, as if pulling a thread of ultramarine light from the dark blue sphere. Raise your hands up, creating a sphere around you. Feel how the energy goes through your legs, along the Ahirata core in the spine, and through all the chakras, reaching Sahasrara, the crown of the head. As you transition from inhale to exhale, feel how a spherical cluster of energy from higher levels appears on your palms. With the Om mantra, spread your hands to the sides, protecting all living beings from lowly purposes, leading to slavery under dark powers.
Above the heads of those performing the ritual, unfolded an infinite perspective of stellar worlds, the entire history of the creation and destruction of the universe, the game of God, in which he sacrificed his infinity, enclosing parts of himself in limited forms, experiencing the entire possible spectrum of impressions and experiences. Silently, everyone reached out their hands, rising on tiptoe, and some, gaining the ability to levitate, strived to touch the very source of creation. The resonating Aum echoed throughout the world. After the practice of wearing the protection spheres, the disciples felt an incredible surge of pure energy that changed their worldview. Now, the city park no longer seemed gloomy and dark, and they felt no fatigue because their biofield was saturated with cosmic energy, which they had learned to be aware of and control thanks to the Keeper of Knowledge. The practice allowed each of them to reach a new level of understanding. The heart was light and clear, and there was no room in the mind for negative thoughts and fear. Concluding the meeting, the sage invited his disciples to share their feelings and emotions triggered by the spiritual practice. Each was full of impressions, and instantly, about 100 hands were raised to the sky.
"You know, I felt like a 20-year-old girl again,"
said the elderly woman very quickly and emotionally, her eyes sparkling with a mischievous light.
"It seems that in these moments, all the worries and cares that I've accumulated over the years have just melted away. Life has taken on new colors, and I want to live it anew."
"I felt how cosmic energy not only fills me, but also drives away all fears and doubts from my soul. Now I'm ready to move mountains,"
enthusiastically added a young, slender guy with rectangular glasses.
"For the first time, I felt how my body radiates focused, pure energy. And I didn't just feel it, I could move it. Now my biofield is an energetic armor that will protect me and everyone I pray for from any negativity,"
almost shouted the woman in a flowing long dress. Listening to his disciples, the sage thanked the higher powers for the changes that had occurred in them, for the sense of happiness that dozens of people standing next to him were now filled with, and hundreds more people connected to the disciples with invisible threads of sans contact. He thanked all the disciples for the meeting, wished them a peaceful night, and bid farewell. As they dispersed, they continued to share joyful impressions with each other, which overflowed their hearts and souls, and also talked about new life plans where spiritual development would now be in first place.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.